Foreign journalists who have been given access to Myanmar's northwestern Rakhine State have reported about a fresh campaign of violence against local people in the region. The locals, who are mostly from the ethnic Rohingya community, have told them about killing, burnt homes, and men who flee fearing their lives. Although the government has accused the so-called Rohingya militants for the violence, its refusal to cooperate with the UN-backed fact-finding mission raises suspicion about the nature of the gangs who target the Muslims.
There's no end to the plight of Myanmar's Muslim Rohingyas that have been cornered by violence, poverty, and state persecution for decades. Now a new peril is emerging as scores of local men in the Rakhine state are abducted and murdered by unknown gangs.
If we look at this village, people here are worrying very much. We have our concerns when traveling around if we do not have security with us.
The fresh violence has forced locals to flee and hide. Women tell reporters that their fathers, husbands and sons are afraid of border police guards who burn their houses. The government meanwhile blames the attack on a newly established militant group, Arkan Rohingya Salvation Army, but the ARSA has denied any involvement.
As killing each other like this could harm the stability of the region and crime reduction, we arrested and revealed those who committed the cases. Then they dare not to stay in the village and run away.
In 2016, the army used the attack as a pretext to declare Rakhine a closed military zone and launch an offensive in October. The months-long clearance operation forced over 75,000 Rohingya to escape to neighboring Bangladesh. They shared harrowing accounts of torture, slaughtering babies, and gang rape of women and girls at the hands of security forces. The crackdown prompted the UN Human Rights Council to form a fact-finding mission to investigate atrocities that could amount to crimes against humanity. Myanmar has so far refused to cooperate with the probe and denied UN investigators visas. A security advisor to Myanmar's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, says the investigation could only worsen the situation.
The Human Rights Council formed a three-member fact-finding mission. We dissociated ourselves from the decision because we found that it was less than constructive. We feel that that mission can only aggravate the situation on the ground.
The Rohingya ethnic community is among the most persecuted minorities in today's world. It is estimated that tens of thousands of them have been killed since 5 years ago when Buddhist extremists backed by the army launched a campaign of violence against them. According to international crisis groups, some 60 people have been targeted in the recent systematic campaign in frontier villages in the northwest. With the government refusing to help with any investigation, it is unclear what will happen in the coming months and whether or not the army will launch a new offensive in the region.
Mohammed, Jahangir Mohammed is director of Center for Muslim Affairs, who joins us. We have seen how in spurts or intermittently these news comes up about Myanmar and, of course, what is happening ultimately to the Rohingya Muslims there. Is it fair to squarely put the blame on the UN in terms of being somewhat dysfunctional? I'm reading some pieces of news here that talks about the UN being dysfunctional within Myanmar. Or should there be pressure coming from other countries on the Myanmar government in order for there to be some care and attention given to the Rohingya Muslims?
Well, we know now for some time what's been happening. We know that there is a state orchestrated plan to cleanse Myanmar of its Muslims, and that is done through persecution, through the military, through political means, through armed gangs, through other kinds of incidents that you mentioned, rape. So all these things are known, and the UN itself has reported them. There is little point in putting pressure on the Myanmar government because that pressure has not been forthcoming at the moment. It's very little, and they are not likely to respond unless and until some serious sanctions are put against the regime. If we compare what happened to Sudan with Myanmar in the Darfur situation, where the Jinja Wad were killing and armed gangs, which the president of Sudan denied he had any responsibility for, yet the massacres there were claimed to be a genocide against the people. And Omar al-Bashir, the president of Sudan, has been indicted for crimes against humanity. And yet here, according to the UN's own definition of genocide, we have all the elements that have been fulfilled. So what should be happening here is an assessment for genocide by the United Nations and an indictment of the military and political rulers of Myanmar for crimes against humanity and for genocide. And that's what needs to happen. The Muslim states, Muslims around the world need to put pressure on the United Nations to do that, because they will simply keep churning out these reports to show that they are doing something when in reality they are not. And they are not going to, because the West's interests are about exploiting Myanmar for its economic and capitalist purposes and supporting the junta there. So we need another way of holding this regime to account and to bringing it into an international court, and even placing travel restrictions like they have in Sudan, even though they were totally unwarranted in the case of Sudan. There was no evidence that the Sudanese government were behind what was happening to in Darfur. Yet here, the evidence is very clear. Yet there's no effort to term this genocide or to bring anybody to account.
Thank you for that, Jahangir Mohammed, Director of the Center for Muslim Affairs from Manchester.